proclamation number 2302 dated the April 14th, 1942. Emotional and intellectual thinking. Truth. Every human being deems himself as living in a state of realization if he advocates an opinion he formed intellectually. Nevertheless, this opinion need not always correspond to truth. God gave the human being intellect and free will, but he also gave him a heart. As long as the intellect wants to find a solution for a spiritual question without the heart, he will hardly come close to the truth, for the truth comes forth from God and can only be received by the spirit and not from the body, which is, after all, of matter. Intellectual thought is merely a function of the body, but the heart is the seat of all emotions. The heart also shelters the divine spark of love and therefore the spirit, which is a part of God. A thought born in the heart, thus originating from the divine spiritual spark, can therefore always claim to be based on truth, for the spirit only imparts purest truth. But whether the thought was born in the heart or is merely a product of rational thinking depends on the heart's ability to love. The more deeply the human being is able to love, that is, the more he strives for unity with God through loving activity, the clearer the thoughts will arise from his heart and enter the person's consciousness. For these thoughts are spiritual strength which flows forth from beings united with God and into the heart of someone who likewise unites with God through his activity of love. Whereas intellectual thinking is merely the function of physical organs, thus the utilization of the human being's received vital energy, which can also be used by the person who exists without love, i.e., whose heart has little ability to love. Intellectual and emotional thinking should thus be separated. The latter will always arrive at the truth, whereas intellectual thinking need not always be the truth, even if one can speak of well-developed reasoning power. Only love is decisive, i.e., determinant of the truth. The human being has little information about the nature of thought, and therefore the difference is not clear to him. The thought born in the heart only has one thing in common with intellectually gained spiritual knowledge. Both have to reach the brain in order to penetrate into the person's consciousness, and this makes the human being assume that every thought originates in the brain, that it therefore was intellectually achieved. Nevertheless, the mental knowledge of a loving person, hence a person whose life is a constant activity of love, has to be entirely differently judged than the purely intellectual thinking of someone with little capacity to love. The former will come close to the truth, whereas the latter offers no guarantee for truth and knowledge. For God reserves the truth for himself and only distributes it to those who acknowledge him, desire him and demonstrate this through activity of love. Consequently, that which flows forth from a loving heart can be accepted as truth without hesitation, for such thoughts are subject to a certain surveillance through knowledgeable spiritual beings, whose responsibility is the transfer of thoughts and which therefore diligently watch that the person will think correctly. For through his activity of love the human being acquires the right and the claim for the light being's assistance, which now guard the person from thoughts which contradict the truth. Amen.